in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hey, Matthew.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm normal. Everyday emotions.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'm actually...
Yeah, you're doing breathing. Yeah.
I'm actually... Yeah. Oh, you heard my breathing?
Yeah. It was really loud.
Sorry, I tried to do it privately. Kind of a violation you were listening in. But I'm actually practicing mindfulness, if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of mindfulness.
I've been sort
of... Are you starting now?
There actually is a reason, and my chest is being pain. And I've had pain
in my... Your chest has been pain?
My chest has been in pain, and I think it's because I'm so damn stressed all the time. Ask me what I have to be stressed about.
What do you have to be stressed about, besides the library thing?
Oh, I don't know. We're stuck in this damn library, for one. But it's also just... It's work. You know, I mean, I don't... Listen, I don't have a stressful job. Most of the time, don't tell my boss. Yeah, because I'm in a library. Mm-hmm. But don't tell my boss. But most of the time, I just fucking sleep it off. So it's not especially stressful, but I think it is important to... completely separate your work from your personal life. And that's a philosophy I'm really trying to live by right now.
That's really good, actually. Yeah. A good work-life balance is needed.
I've never heard that phrase. But it's kind of perfect, actually.
Which
did you come up with that?
A good work-life balance. Yeah, I mean, I didn't come up with it, but it's not really a phrase. It's just a sentence.
It defines my philosophy, actually. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, you can have it, I guess. It's just a sentence I said. It's not mine.
I'm going to write a book called that.
You're going to write a book called A Good Work-Life Balance is Needed?
Yeah, A Good Work-Life Balance.
Right.
A great work-life balance.
Right, I agree. A great work-life balance is what you need to not be stressed, yeah.
Matthew?
Oh, fuck.
Who's that?
Matthew?
Who is it?
Yeah, this is, I guess...
Also Scottish, kind of weird.
Yeah.
You're fired. I heard everything you just said.
Holy shit. Is this your boss?
I just want you to know, yeah, this is my boss. This is really awkward, actually. Just...
Stop with the tears.
I just want you to know that if you fire me for sleeping during work, you're basically saying that sleep isn't something you should be doing at work. And I really don't think that's something you want to be getting out to the world.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that at work.
Matthew, hybrid doesn't mean you can sleep on the job, my brother.
I thought hybrid meant you could be awake half of the time and sleep half the time. They said hybrid, they didn't.
I thought hybrid.
Yeah, they didn't specify that.
Hybrid
it was
meant
like,
you could sleep on a hybrid mattress.
The fuck is a hybrid mattress? Is that like it's half a single and half a king?
Yeah,
it's a triangle
in the middle.
Matthew, are you wanting to explain yourself? Are you gonna be joking the whole time here? I'm a bit confused. What is going on?
Yeah, I guess
you also cry?
Entered a library.
Yeah, I am an empath, so when Matthew cries...
Oh, got it.
I also cry. Yeah.
Does that mean I can just, like, turn it off and on, like a tap? Like, if I start crying, you start crying?
Well, I feel what you feel, for example. You said that you were having a heart attack or you felt chest pains.
Yeah.
I also feel...
You did say that. Yeah.
I feel like I am in pain.
Here
also.
It goes. Yeah, it was a little delayed, but here she comes.
Yeah, you guys are like really close to be able to happen.
Depression.
Yeah, we're twins. It's the twin and twin.
You're twins and you're twins, and she's your boss.
Yeah,
that's weird.
That would never.
It happens.
You don't look similar at all.
That would never work.
By the way,
we both wear glasses.
Exactly, we both wear glasses all the time. We both don't have lenses. We both don't wear lenses because we can't get out of our eyes.
What do you mean?
We're too squeamish around the eyes, so neither of us have lenses.
That doesn't make sense. That's very oh, I t- I'm telling you right now that it does.
What are your sources? You can't say. Matthew, you're going to have to back that up.
Steph, yeah. I honestly hate to be honest, because I know as a...
Because you lie a lot.
Yeah, I know you're not a big fan, but I actually knew that you were a super empath to me. So, you know how you had a fucking heart attack or whatever it was we both had?
Yes.
I actually self-induced that heart attack.
Pardon?
Because I knew that you would have it as well.
Whoa.
Oh.
You want to know how I induced the heart attack, though? I ate poorly for all of my life.
Greg's. It was so. Just no, Greg's.
You ate like pearls?
I ate pearls, Greg's for like 6 months, and that was enough to give me a
could you
the
say,
big
could you
one.
Say it one more time?
Huh?
Say it one more time for me. Say what you ate what?
Greg's.
No, before that. You ate pearly?
I ate pearly weights.
Like pearly gates, am I right? That's where you're going to be.
Why did you say pearly? Did I say pearly?
Huh?
I like so you like the same set me up to set you up for a joke, but I have no idea what the joke is. Because I feel like I didn't say fairly. And just, yet,
it sounds like how you say poorly and pearly sound the same to me. Because the accent, yeah, because the Scottish thing.
Let's all meditate on that.
Matthew, okay. Is this... So we're having our one-to-one right now with Eric present.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my shit. God. Is this our one-to-one?
Yeah, I'll be present for this. Do you want me to take notes? I'll take notes.
As your witness.
Okay, fuck.
So, what's going on, buddy?
Can we... Do we only need one witness? I feel objection. Like you're going to say some nasty
objection.
Shit to me.
Objection.
Object!
Sorry, this is like a lot. Is this a court? I'm confused.
Effectively, it's a court. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, I forgot to
objection.
Say...
You, leading the witness.
Yeah, you're a silent witness. Forgot to say, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about
that. No problem.
Like the movie?
So... Yeah, do you mind just being quiet, perhaps, Eric?
I'm already, I stopped talking.
Did someone mute him?
We're in person.
Okay.
Steph with terror in her voice.
Okay.
Wait, so you're scared and you're an empath, so you must know that I'm scared.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Where are you scared? Here.
This is a useful tool.
It is?
I'm scared that Eric just talked, implying that he doesn't know his fucking place. How about that?
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
What place is Eric meant to be in?
The library.
Where is he meant to be? Come where on. Is he going?
Let's just try and break canon real quick and ask Steph what she sees immediately in front of her, excluding us.
Oh dear. Have you ever seen Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah. And that's what she sees. And that's canon, actually.
I don't understand at all.
Wouldn't you like to know, Eric? Wouldn't you?
Are you watching Austin?
Sorry, I was watching Austin Powers. I think it's really funny to be just in a conversation with someone, like, in public, and then you lose your attention, and you're like, sorry, I was watching Austin Powers, even though there's, like, no screens anywhere. And I feel like that's really good.
I don't even want to think about you in public. Does Eric know how difficult it is for you to
So here's the thing, right, so here's the thing, and I felt like it would come up. So Steph likes to weaponize my social anxiety.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Every time we're in public and we're walking through a crowded train station, I'll like sidestep to avoid walking into someone, and Steph will turn and laugh at me. So
why?
This is her turn. This is her time to defend herself.
You're not telling. You're not saying it right. You are lying right now through your teeth, Matthew, and I really don't appreciate it. As your
where the fuck else would I lie through if not through my teeth?
Nostrils?
I lie on my back.
Oh. Nice.
What did you say, Eric?
I lie on my back.
Oh, very good. Actually.
Got it, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
So, yeah, explain the laughing at Matthew thing.
Yeah.
well, there was many instances. There was many instances of me laughing at Matthew's expense. But
sure,
yeah,
of course, I do it all the time. Yeah,
yeah, it's fun. It's a good.
It's fun.
Yeah, cheers you up.
I just want to tell a story on the back of that. Just this morning, so I really did, but I need to get it out. So I got off my train, I hustled along to Greg's to get my morning Greg's. I planned on getting a roll and sausage. I don't know if you have sausage in America, Eric, you fucking
I don't know what what's a roll and sausage.
A roll and sausage. Sorry, I just forgot I was Scottish and was like, why is it roll and sausage?
Comment.
I don't know. Is it just a sausage and a roll?
It's three sausages and a roll, if you can fucking
believe. Three sausages?
Yeah. So I was going to get that, and I was going to get my vanilla latte, because as I stated previously, I strive to have as many heart attacks as I can.
Right.
And then I'm in the queue, and Steph messages me, and this is all fine, by the way. This is all what friends are for. And she says, help me. I need to steal your money because I forgot my card and I'm in Costa and my Apple Pay is dodgy.
Sure.
So I'm like halfway through the queue and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to sacrifice my Greg's. I'm going to go to Costa.
You couldn't have both?
No, I just didn't have time. So I went to Costa and ultimately her Apple Pay did work. So I didn't have to be there.
Got it.
But while, I think it was while we were there, or maybe just after leaving, Steph was like, I can't even remember what the story was, because I think I tuned it out. But she was like, oh, the other day, oh, I was acting just like you, Matthew. I was like, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? Like, that's how she started her story about being awkward.
Right, yeah.
And I don't think that's fair to me.
It's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked
right,
up.
Right, Matthew. If you had an issue with this, you should have brought it up earlier on. Look at you waiting until at least 12 hours later to slag me. To slag me. Is that how you want to play it, Matthew?
Well, I was mourning my Greg's, so I wasn't in the right headspace to bring it up.
So what can you... Sorry. What's Greg's?
Yeah, I was going to say maybe you should explain what Greg's is.
I don't know what Costa is either. It sounds like a grocery store.
What?
It sounds like a grocery store. What do you want?
I love the dismay. What?
Well, I'm genuinely... No, I'm Googling that. You have a Costa, don't you? Please don't lie to me.
There's no way. No, we definitely don't have a Costa.
No, you're lying?
What is it, man?
Don't tell him.
Oh, he's never gonna fucking know.
Top secret.
I mean, I guess I'll look it up. It's fine. Like, you just look it up.
Greg's.
Janoon Scallop Incest.
Eric, why are you searching?
I'm gonna keep that in with no context.
I'll give them context. Screw that. Who wants to know? Put your hand up. Everyone's got their hands up. So basically, Eric was Googling incest in Dunoon. And for those listening, Dunoon is a place in Scotland that is considered quite remote. And
it's a coffee shop. It's a coffee shop. I get it. I see it now.
Right. Dunoon's not a coffee shop, but we'll get to that.
No, sorry. I was looking at Costa. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, yeah. Dunoon, everyone shags each other. Your ma's your ma, your da's your da, but also your neighbor's da's his da. That doesn't even make sense.
Your neighbor's dad is his own dad? So I far, sure you've just been so. Saying normal stuff, your mom's your mom, your dad's your dad, and then also gibberish. Like, your neighbor's dad is your neighbor's dad.
Your neighbor's dad is just your neighbor's dad, yeah.
It's a dark situation where everyone's each other's grandparents. Shout out to Dark. No one's going to get that reference.
What?
There's a German show on Netflix.
Oh, like Dark. I get it. I've seen that. It's a very popular show.
Oh, have you
show,
seen that?
So it wasn't just you, yeah.
I feel like...
No, I never finished it.
Sorry for the vague spoiler then. Steph, thoughts on Dark?
Huh?
Let's read a book.
There was so much left undone here. You guys were going to do a one-on-one, and then it spiraled out of control.
This is called ADHD, Unleashed. All right, it's late.
What?
It's ADHD Unleashed, Eric. This is what you.
That's the name of her memoirs. ADHD Unleashed.
What's the book called? You Scottish fucks.
Whoa.
Sorry, was that too far?
That crossed the line.
Wow.
You had me at hello. So.
Alright, Charlie, take it away.
Standing before a boardroom filled with executives, Charlie Barley takes a deep breath. Now that his presentation is finally here, he feels his whole life has been leading up to this moment. All those scoldings from past bosses, all those promotions and demotions and promotions and demotions, it all comes down to this.
Hey, Woo. Sorry. Would you excuse me for a second?
His boss, Hardy Givenbirth, glances around the room.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Go ahead and take a minute.
Can I change my accent?
Wait a minute. What
yeah,
accent
you could change it to anything. Yeah, I don't know what accent were you?
It sounded relatively normal.
Thank you.
I think that was fine.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Alright, okay.
Charlie picks up his briefcase and leaves the boardroom. He walks down the hall, nodding politely at the receptionist as he passes her to get to the elevator. Once down at the lobby, he nods politely at security as he passes him to exit the building. He hails a cab, and quickly one pulls up.
Airport, please.
He pays his fare at the airport, bids the driver farewell, and enters departures. He walks up to the nearby help desk.
Hey, my name's Charlie. I just entered your airport. Are there any flights for Cincinnati leaving soon?
The person at the help desk taps away at their keyboard.
Okay, looks like we have a Ryanair flight leaving in 50 minutes. That'd be $23 for economy. And the next flight would be a Delta flight leaving in 11 hours, which would cost you $1,300 for economy.
Delta, please.
Of course.
Oh, sorry. I already forgot what I was doing.
Of course. What the fuck am I doing?
It's gonna sound like Gordon Ramsay.
I feel like Ryanair is fine.
Of course.
Ryanair is good.
After 11 uneventful hours in the airport, Charlie boards the plane to Cincinnati. It's a pleasant flight. Window seat, no one sitting beside him, no crashes. When the plane lands, he walks through security past the baggage area, and then he's out of the airport. He hails a cab, gives an address, and in roughly 30 minutes, he's walking up to the house. He knocks on the door. His mother, Marley, answers.
Oh, Charlie, this is a surprise.
Hey, man.
Is everything okay? What brings you all the way out here in the middle of a weekday?
It happened again.
Charlie sighs into his mug and takes a sip of coffee. His mother sits down across from him in the living room. They sit in silence for a while.
How many jobs is that now?
I ain't want to talk about it, man.
We need to talk about it. How are you going to get help if you don't start talking about it?
I'm a joke. I've lost 6 jobs to this wretch curse. I can never return to that city. I'm done for.
Stop beating yourself up like that. Sometimes when you're under a lot of pressure, you accidentally say hello. You're not exactly blacklisted.
I'm a laughing stock, man.
There must be a way I can help you work through this.
Like what?
I don't know, like exposure therapy or something.
You mean like thrusting me into situations where I'm under a lot of pressure until I stop accidentally saying hello?
Exactly right.
I suppose I'll be open to that, since I've tried everything else. For example, running away every time.
I think it'll do you good.
But how are you going to be able to manufacture situations where I'll feel enough pressure that I might say hello? But also where I won't completely ruin my reputation by doing so.
Give me 1 week.
1 week later, Charlie gets home from the grocery store.
You want a hand with the bags?
Oh, I was just browsing.
No problem. I've done it, by the way. I've arranged your first scenario.
My first hello?
Well, let's hope not, but yes.
What's it gonna be?
His mother slams a handgun. His mother slams a handgun on the living room table.
Jesus!
Buckle up, you useless fuck.
Don't talk to your son that way.
Ever robbed a bank before?
I've dabbled.
Perfect.
I'm kidding, Ma. Of course I've never robbed a bank. Do you seriously expect me to rob a bank?
It's okay. I popped them an email. They'll know it's a goof.
Oh, and they're fine with that? Seems like anyone that works there that agreed to this would be risking both termination and jail time.
I made it very clear how important this is to you.
And they seriously agreed to this?
Stop fretting, Charlie. You'll be accidentally saying hello before we even get to the bank at this point.
Okay, fine. God, I'll rob a bank.
Marley hands Charlie a mask.
Here's your disguise. It's a hyper-realistic Joe Biden mask.
It looks like his face is mailing off.
Right, hyper-realistic.
What's your mask?
Marley dons her own mask. It's Mars.
Do you like it?
Is that Mars?
All they had left at the mask store.
It's 3 times larger than your head.
Yeah, and it weighs a ton.
Are there even eye holes?
Charlie, are you still there?
So you can't see or hear? I'm like 90% convinced that it was just a hollow model of Mars that the store carved a hole into.
Oh yeah, that's definitely what happened. Let's go rob a bank.
They enter Cincinnati Feral Bank. None of the giant rat bank tellers are particularly suspicious. Luckily for Charlie and Marley, Joe Biden regularly wanders into this bank lost. It just so happened that today he's brought his friend, Mars.
The important thing is to remain inconspicuous.
Your dress is a planet!
Charlie looks at the long dyslexia. Queue. Sorry, dyslexia. Sorry, Steph's dyslexia.
What's the plan here? Do we queue?
What? No, we're robbing the bank.
Still feels rude not to queue.
Marley barges through the queue, shrugging her duffel bag to stop it from slipping from her shoulder. She gets her gun out and points it at the giant rat bank teller.
Howdy.
So Steph, in these scripts, some of the characters are giant rats. So you're just gonna have to do that.
It's me.
What accent should I do for this? No, it's just me.
You should do the Harry Styles accent.
What?
Do the Harry Styles.
Please don't kill me. I've got a giant rat wife and 9 giant rat kids at home.
Don't worry, it's me.
What?
Charlie, you're up.
Charlie sheepishly approaches the counter. He eyes the glass divider between himself and the bank teller.
Was this divider always here for security? Or was that a COVID thing?
Okay, enough small talk, Charlie.
Alright,
Charlie raises his own gun.
Just don't say hello.
Give me all your... sorry. Hand all your... no.
Please don't kill me. I've got a giant rat wife and 9 giant rat kids at home.
Broken record with this guy.
Wait, are you actually scared for your life?
Marley leans towards the divider.
Did you not get my email?
Jesus, Ma. They didn't even acknowledge your email.
Well, I figured that meant yes.
The giant rat bank manager approaches.
You named me the giant rat bank manager? That's my next character?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked
Are
up.
Are you Matthew? Is this...
I felt like you were born for the role.
This is very passive aggressive, I'll have you know.
Yeah. The role of a life.
You guys are going to have to talk about this in your one-on-one for sure. This is going
to
come up.
It's coming. I need to think of my bank manager accent.
Can I suggest one?
Of course.
Yeah, all right. You're going to want to start like this. You're going to go, all right. This is Harry Styles with Watermelon Sugar. And then you sing the song.
Again, yeah, you missed a word.
Eric.
It's not called Watermelon Sugar High. It's just called Watermelon Sugar.
Is it?
In the song, they say Watermelon Sugar High.
Is it called Watermelon Sugar?
It's...
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What?
No wonder you forgot that it wasn't high. This changes the game. You know, there's a book called In Watermelon Sugar.
Sounds terrible.
There's a tiger in
it. Did you know there's a book called 21 Jump Street?
Oh. Quite like
you
that,
know, there's a
maybe.
Book called...
Can't think of anything.
Movie the Book. I don't know what the joke is there.
There's a book called moviephone.com.
It's moviephone.com. Oh, you're thinking of a website?
thoughts on the accent?
Let's finish the fucking script, man.
Hello, I'm the giant rats manager. Matthew, I'm gonna kill you!
Because the manager is scared.
We'll talk about this tomorrow.
I forgot.
Yeah, we'll talk about this tomorrow. I've pissed myself. What email are you referring to?
The one about us pretending to rob the bank.
Which email did you send that to?
Queries@cincinnatiferal.com.
One second. Let me have a look.
The bank manager leans down to one of the computers. They log into the queries Gmail.
Sorry. System's pretty slow.
No worries.
Ah, here we go. Aaron?
The bank manager scrolls through the emails.
Nope, not seeing anything. Have you checked in spam? Ah, good shout.
The bank manager checks the spam folder.
Oh, this might be it.
God damn it. I was so proud of my subject line, too.
What was your subject line? Quick question, first name?
Would you have opened that email if you'd seen it? Be real with me.
Oh, certainly, ma'am. I'm a sucker for a quick question, first name. Very tantalizing. I'm always wondering, you know, what's the question gonna be? And usually it's, are you satisfied with your telecoms? And you know what? I am. I am satisfied with my telecoms. I'm a lucky, lucky rat. What was your question in this case? Can we pretend to rob your bank?
Wait, with that wording?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not my email.
This must be yours, then. There was more than one email in your inbox asking to pretend to rob your bank?
So, what's your answer?
Like, yes or no? Can you rob our bank as a goof?
Yeah, we'll give you the money back. Pinky promise.
Well, no.
What? Then why all the flirting?
He wasn't flirting, Ma! We giant rats are just very promiscuous. Very big on flirting. You were flirting?
It was the eyes.
Matthew!
This is really fucking crass. I don't know who fucking
wrote this shit. Matthew, I've never seen you write that word out before ever.
Listen,
in my life.
This is what the word fucking.
You're so innocent.
Not even in this context.
Oh, I'm seeing you
it
in
was
a different
the fuck me eyes.
This is the show. This is what the show has descended into.
I feel like, you know how, what are they called?
It gets kind of worse.
Oh. It does get worse.
Oh, does it mention incest?
Not yet.
No, we've hit our incest quota for this episode.
I was fucking her with my eyes. Alright. I was giving your mother an ocular hump. All due respect. Enough!
Charlie's mother is pouting.
I can't believe you won't let us pretend to rob your bank. I'd let you pretend to rob my bank. That's the first thing I've said to you today that wasn't an innuendo.
Hello?
Fuck, Charlie!
I'm sorry!
Why are you even under pressure right now?
I don't know. I'm hot!
It's snowing.
Holy shit, it is snowing! It's the first snow of the year! Wait, are you guys really not hot? It's a Christmas miracle!
It's August.
Exactly. It's a very big Christmas miracle. Oh, God. I'm hot. You're really bringing the mood down, man. And on Christmas? Hello?
Charlie collapses. Charlie awakens to his mother staring down at him with worry.
What happened?
Charlie, thank God you're awake. You're in the hospital, and you collapsed in the bank and hit your head real hard.
Oh, dear God. Why did I collapse?
Oh, don't worry about it. You're going to be just fine. Focus on getting some rest.
Oh, okay.
A dazed Charlie closes his eyes.
Did you tell him about the aneurysm?
Charlie's eyes shoot back open.
I was planning on easing him into that, darling.
Darling? We got married and you have an aneurysm? Please try to not make this about yourself. You got married? How long have I been unconscious? Am I going to leave? We had a Christmas wedding. It was very tasteful. Don't worry about missing it, though. Your mother told me you'd probably hated our whole hedonism slash sex fest. You might live. How was the wedding? Did anyone cry? What was the venue like? I've been in a coma for 4 months. People cried, all right, but not for the reasons you might expect. Dark reasons. The venue was the train tracks at the Cincinnati Union during rush hour. You've actually been in a coma for 1 year and 4 months. We were seconds from pulling the plug.
Imagine you woke up from a coma after 1 year and 4 months, and the way they told you was, you've been in a coma for 1 year. All right, sorry, continue.
This is a shift and a half, man.
It's such a long script.
It's so long. That's what she said. Well, I'm glad you decided against it. Do you want me to redo the we were seconds from pulling the plug? Were you not happy with that line?
What, the year thing?
You were questioning me.
No, I was saying I was funny.
He was questioning you. He was questioning you.
No, I was saying I was funny.
No, he was questioning you. He was questioning you.
Sorry, continue.
Here I go. I'm about to forebody.
What?
I'm about to forebody.
You keep being like, oh, this is such a shift. And then you'd be like, okay. Like you're savoring it.
Matthew, I want to punish you guys as much as you want to punish me. I will drag this on. I have ADHD. I will stay awake all damn night.
Yeah, me too. I never said I wanted to punish you. That was never my thing.
It's a stalemate.
I don't know about Matthew definitely did. I don't know about. I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Thank you.
She was waiting for me to cough.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry, go.
Do you know what the mute button is?
Steph, you can go ahead.
I didn't say we decided. Sorry. Are we going to address the fact that you, a giant rat, married my mother, a human? Please, don't make this about yourself.
The giant rat doctor enters. So you're finally awake then. I'm your, giant rat doctor. Oh.
What? What's wrong?
No, it's just, you were a lot more, likable before you woke up.
Am I going to leave?
Nah.
Could you elaborate on that?
Above my, pay grade, I'm afraid. But the good news is that the surgery was a success. As, rat god is my witness, you will never say hello again.
What?
Try saying hello. Charlie tries to say hello. He is physically unable to do so. See? The rat doctor takes an extravagant rat bow.
And you also operated on the aneurysm? The thing where you make me stop saying that word? That was like a bonus? A freebie?
What the fuck is a freebie? Oh, sorry. Per talk. No freebies. The operation was the hello thing. And the whole thing was a mild side effect of that nasty aneurysm in your head. I'd get that looked at sooner rather than later, by the way. But the operation was for the hello thing. Is that not what you were after?
If I had a fucking brain aneurysm, then I would have assumed that'd be priority.
Well, I'm not a mind reader, but if I was, then in this case I would hear, help, help, there's an aneurysm in me.
Not a mind reader? I was in a coma.
You know what?
Marla gets up from her three-course meal, putting down her knife and fork.
Aw, don't let your food get cold, darling.
Marla picks up a chicken leg from her plate.
No, I'll put my hand up on this one, Charlie. I think this might be... I think this might be on me as your power of attorney. Don't blame yourself, kid. This is as much my fault as it was yours. Guess we know where you got that dozy gene, huh?
How did we go from a doctor finding an aneurysm in my head to you telling them to only operate on my capacity to say the word? The word? Oh, right.
Are you trying to say hello? If you'd like, I could reverse the surgery. The rat doctor picks up a scalpel and starts approaching Charlie.
No!
Well, it was many months ago, but I remember them asking me, as power of attorney, what I wanted their next move to be. So I suppose that junction would be where we got our wires crossed.
What did you say to them?
I don't know. I interpreted it as more of a what's new with you kind of thing. So naturally, I told them about the whole hello ordeal. And next thing I know, you got the chop.
Unbelievable. I still love you, Ma, but this is bugging me.
The rat bank manager stands.
Don't you talk to your mother like that.
It's okay, rat bank manager.
Don't laugh at your own jokes.
Sorry.
Their name is?
There's still time to operate on the aneurysm, right?
The doctor shrugs.
Yeah, fuck it, I could probably squeeze you in. I'm pretty stacked though, when would you like me to perform the operation?
As soon as possible would be good, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I can swing that.
Alright, so, happy ending.
What's the success rate for this operation?
As soon as we've had our first success, we'll let you know.
Great, okay, well, I'm gonna sleep till then, if that's okay. So, if I could get some peace and quiet, that'd be great. You're a very rude man.
Marley and the rat bank manager get up, heading to the door. Marley nudges the rat doctor on a way out, and he closes the door behind them.
So you're sure this placebo will work? The whoa thing is completely psychosomatic?
I mean, you saw him. He physically can't say the word. He's cured!
And there won't be any side effects from us triggering his collapse with the fast-acting poison we smeared on his Joe Biden mask?
You mean to say from the very long coma?
Aside from that, yeah.
No side effects.
And what will you do when you're supposed to operate on him despite there not being an aneurysm?
I'll probably give him a nice haircut.
Perfect.
Marley, I do have to ask.
Yeah?
Was it worth it?
Putting my son in a coma for 1 year and 4 months to stop him from accidentally saying hello under pressure?
Yeah, that one.
Of course. I don't have many hobbies.
Guess so.
Charlie's former boss, Hardy Givenbirth, appears. He's sprinting down the hall towards them.
Is it true? Is he really awake?
Marley nods. Hardy enters Charlie's room.
Charlie.
Charlie looks up at Hardy.
Sir, wow. It's been so long. It means a lot that you stopped by.
Did you really say hello before?
Hardy goes to the door and yells down the hall.
Everyone, get in here. He really said hello.
Everyone that had worked at Charlie's company floods into his room, all 345 of them.
Oh my
Every
God.
Single one of them is pointing and laughing.
Are we the three employees, all three of us?
Yeah, we can just laugh.
Okay, ready? Ready? Everyone ready for mocking laughter in 3, 2, 1. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Charlie stares at the ceiling as the mocking laughter washes over him, a single tear running down his cheek. We'll see who gets the last laugh, he thinks to himself. We'll see. And they will see. Happy holidays, everybody.
Well, Matthew, I was just going to ask you, obviously there was a few concerns highlighted throughout the podcast, but obviously I'll need to bring up tomorrow. I don't really want to, you know, have to talk about it during your leisure time. Obviously,
I thought we established this was the one-to-one.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's more so, obviously tomorrow for real you will be punished, But for tonight, we can have a little bit of fun with it. So, I mean, I guess my only question... Well, I could start with a few, but basically, you know, what I just want to know what's going on. But, like, what... Obviously, you're stressed and anxious, and I'm really concerned. Like, Jesus. You look terrible. Like, see, when you come into the office nowadays, I just, you know, one glance, and I'm like, Jesus, what happened to that?
It is pretty bad, usually.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be, like, the concerns brought up throughout the show were, like, me making you be a character that, like, pissed themselves.
Well, also
I didn't realize
that.
You were, yeah, that as well.
I think she might have forgotten about that, to be honest, so you kind of just brought it back.
Oh, shit.
You're in big trouble. Goons, goons.
You can't fire me?
Goons, no, not goons.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking
about me. Yeah, yes, Eric, I know. You said about 15 times throughout the whole podcast, right. You're not my boss. You can't fire me.
I just want you to know that, because I feel like you kind of keep like trying to threaten me. It's not working.
Well,
because you have no power here.
Is that right? I know what you love. Matthew told me.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I did tell her, yeah.
He has no idea where I live.
I know where you live.
Where
is
do
it
I live?
Perhaps... So, I know what the inside of your house looks like. Do you have cream walls?
Holy shit. Should we cut that out? You get dogs, man?
They're kind of gray and white.
Do you have
Holy
gray
shit.
And
Close enough.
Walls?
You're doxed.
I just told you, so it doesn't really count. It's. Are you talking about that? It's not really cream. It's just the lighting.
Well, terrible lighting then, you should fix that.
No.
You tricked her into saying what colour walls you wear, so you doxed yourself, an actual fact.
Right.
Tea.
It's a really wet fact.
You could definitely tell what city I live in. Like, you should know that.
Is it the same city as Charlie?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, from the thing.
What do you mean we just sat and talked? That was Charlie for the last
so
hour.
So a little thing about me and Matthew is as soon as we're done with the script, we forget all of it.
Yeah, I feel like we used to talk about the script, but we don't.
Yeah,
we
got bored. It got really boring.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, that was weird, huh?
Yeah.
And then we'd move on.
I think we should now.
Are we doing the outro now? <What's happening? laughs>
Before you go. Mm-hmm. I think
who are you talking to?
Everyone in the entire world love Charlie. I think we should read the script backwards now.
Got it. No, we're not going to do that.
Maybe another
time? It's
been
time. an hour and 15.
Okay, well maybe Matthew can just put it in reverse.
Right.
Yeah, that seems like a simple editing task for me to do that I'd want to.
My beef of the week? It's all Scottish people, because this has been an awful experience for me.
I love you, Eric.
I love you too.
That's lovely.
And me, everyone loves me, or?
Everyone loves Matthew. Everyone loves Matthew.
And Steph loves me, or?
Steph, why don't you follow me on Instagram, actually? That's
you
kind
can,
of fucked up.
You can say it on her behalf if you want. She doesn't have to say it.
I actually posted my first post yesterday, or over the weekend.
Fucked.
You have an Instagram?
Yeah, you know I have an Instagram.
Just so.
You have an Instagram?
Fucked. He's repeating the same shit, you know?
Oh, Eric, you don't even follow me, man!
Oh my god, I really thought we were going to circle back to it, but she was still on the Instagram.
Circle back to what?
What are we circling back to, Matthew? God. Go on.
I don't know. Fucking,
Don't be mad. Don't be mad at us. Like, you're getting so angry.
Matthew, I am the best thing to happen to you in work. I'll let you get away with absolutely.
If I could.
Yes.
If I could be sincere for a second, I genuinely do think you're the best thing that's happened to him from work, because I've seen his work experiences and everyone was awful.
Matthew has.
That's great.
Matthew has the best team in the world. Isn't that right, Matthew?
That's true.
I mean, you've got Lindsay, who bullies you. You've got
Oh,
me.
That reminds me. Okay, let's play a game. We play this game every single week. It's a game we play every week on the show. This is the theme song. Let's play Favorite Colleague.
Go ahead.
All right, so...
I like this game.
Steph, take it away.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this game show this week. Firstly, we've got Matthew Gowich. He's going to tell us his top three colleagues. And also, his top least favorite colleague.
When, yeah, Matthew, when I said take it away, Steph, you thought I meant host the game show.
No, and an American accent. Matthew, take it away. Matthew, take it away.
Number three. Oh, wait. This is actually going to... I can't do this for real.
Can I do this? Can I do it? Can I answer for you?
Yeah, answer for me. That's probably the safest way to go about this.
Okay. At third, Liam.
Interesting choice.
Second.
Already, second, this is going to be controversial, though. So.
This is going to be really controversial. Second, obviously, Steph. First, Lindsay, of course, at the top. Least favorite would be the guy, the tech guy. Stuart or whatever. Yeah, Shawnee.
Stuart.
Eric, I hate to accuse you of anything here, but I noticed that number three appears to be my cousin. Is there a lot of... sensing a little bit of nepotism, perhaps?
There is some nepotism in there. You did get the job from your cousin.
What the fuck are you accusing me of? You fucker. So, yeah.
What I'm saying is you did get the job from your cousin.
You motherfucker. You weren't qualified.
Sorry, let me finish. So, you did get the job from your cousin. You were not qualified for this job. He did just give you the job. He's actually paying you more than Steph, and I didn't want to bring it up. He is paying you more than Steph.
He pays me out of pocket.
He pays you out of pocket. It's more than Steph before taxes than after taxes. It's
a family wage.
Can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Eric, you know, I was done. Yeah. You know how you Googled earlier on incest in Dunoon?
Right, yeah.
Liam lives in Dunoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when I was saying incest, obviously, I don't know if you know the definition. I sure don't.
No, yeah.
But Matthew, you sure don't. Matthew is Liam's. Well, I couldn't tell you the Google definition or, you know, anything that's sure, that's on like Urban Dictionary, for example. But
right.
You know, it's basically where you shag your brother, your sister, your cousin, right, perhaps.
Oh, okay, yeah. I get it now. Mm-hmm. For sure. And actually, let me ask this question, Steph. How do you feel about LGBTQ community?
How do I feel about them? Well, I don't know what you mean by feel about them. Do I support? Is that what you mean?
Do you support?
Of course I do.
You took a while to answer.
Not what Matthew told me.
I wonder if I'll keep in all the incest stuff.
I wonder that too. I really do.
Please do.
Now, Steph, if we could get into your top three favorite coworkers and then your least favorite.
So long.
Okay. Top three.
Okay.
I think at number three, I'm probably going to stick Liam. Liam's great. Lovely man. Lovely, lovely man.
Okay.
Okay, so Matthew is definitely number two.
Uh-huh.
And Cara is my number one. Cara, who? She's South African. She's very lovely.
Who the fuck is Cara?
You should have her on. She's great.
You added her on LinkedIn, I think.
Probably did, yeah. So then, it's interesting, because you didn't put Lindsay on the list.
Nepotism?
Yeah, so... Nepotism for sure. I think Lindsay and Matthew are a lot closer than Lindsay and I.
Oh, wow.
Saying so much.
We shared a womb together, so...
Me and Lindsay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Matthew and Lindsay shared
said,
a womb.
When Steph said we, she meant the royal we, which is me and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Alright, so I think we can safely say that the episode is over, and we can also...
I don't know about that. Let's get our plugs in. Follow me, ericcrust.com.
Never do this.
And then Steph, post push yours so we can get some followers on there.
Can all three listeners follow me at underscores?
We have more than three, so it's fine. Yeah.
She's rounding up.
3.5 followers.
What's the half?
_ Steph Flora on Instagram.
And then if you want to do your Finsta?
Yep. So it is the_real_goons_gowans. So let me just read that again.
Nice. Sure. Go ahead.
the_real_goons_gowans.
Got
it. All right.
Fantastic.
One more time.
Matthew, you want to plug your...
Nah, Matthew doesn't need to.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't need to. I actually already reached the follower limit. All right, so I guess we can all stop recording. Hey,
let's do our classic sign-off. This has been Eric from Lost in...
This has been Eric from Lost in Fand.
This has been Eric from Lost, the TV show.
This is Stephanie from Paisley.
Who?
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.